I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are well into budget season here in the state of Connecticut for that two-year budget and the long session of the legislature. And, you know, a lot of it is snoozy, right? It may not interest you, but things are getting tense and intense. And just to lay it out for you, there's a lot of need for funding in education, especially, according to many, in special education. And the governor went on a trade mission to India. And while he was gone, the House passed a bill and the legislature passed a bill to get $40 million for special education funding. The governor didn't want it, comes home from India, says he's going to veto it on a line item. And they happen to be the same party. And what's going to happen next is the real question. And will the legislature try to override the governor of the same party? Or will they let it lie? Or are there other avenues to get this money that aren't, because Lamont doesn't like the fact that it's sort of outside of the spending cap. And I'm not going to get into all the wonky stuff. But there's a lot of people that have a lot of interest in what's going on. One of them happens to be Patrice McCarthy, who is the executive director and general counsel of the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. And she joins us now here on Brian & Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm fine.
So just for people to know, you wrote an op-ed as this thing was progressing and you wrote an op-ed about how important this funding is. And now, to some degree, the rug might be pulled out from under you. I wanted to step back for a second, though, because can you explain, you know, when people think special education, they might think one thing or another. Can you explain to people what it actually means here in Connecticut for this money, and then explain why that money is so important in your opinion?
Absolutely. Every child in Connecticut, under our state constitution, has the right to a free and appropriate public education. And in addition, there are state as well as federal laws specifically outlining the rights for students that have special needs. And special needs can be anything from a student that needs a little help with developing their speech or reading skills to students with severe, complex medical as well as academic needs. So it runs the whole gamut. Many of our special education students are educated in our districts alongside their typical peers. But there are a significant number of students that have to be sent to out-of-district placements in order to meet those needs. And those placements are extremely costly, and that's where the issue of the state sharing in that cost and having a safety net so that districts are not bearing that burden themselves. That's the issue that we've been talking about in the legislature for the past 10 days.
Right. Okay. So what do you think of what the governor did?
I think that the governor has put this burden back on local communities. The safety net is not a safety net anymore. It's a net full of holes because the state, according to the governor, can't share in that burden that is now completely on local districts. So, however, we were very appreciative of the actions of the legislature, both the House and Senate, overwhelmingly bipartisan support for helping, not covering all of the cost, but sharing in this burden as the actions they took last week.
So a couple of quick questions as we chat with Patrice McCarthy from the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Are there ways to get this money through any other way of in this budget?
Well, it takes an action of the legislature in order to appropriate the funds. The larger discussion is around how they end up with a balanced budget at the end of the fiscal year, and that's probably a little too wonky for an early morning conversation.
But, I mean, is there still a chance to get this money?
Absolutely. Both the House and Senate will be in session tomorrow, and it is our hope, and our members are calling their legislators, urging them to override the governor's veto.
So you would like to see that happen?
Absolutely. Yeah. districts need this money because it's already been expended. And it's been expended because it is required by state and federal law.
So do you, I mean, do you get the opportunity to talk to the governor? And the, I mean, obviously you've met him and dealt with him, but like in this kind of issue, there, is there any chance to get in front of him?
We've talked to members of the governor's staff.
Yeah. And what was the reason given for to you for his decision to line item veto this?
A concern about making sure that the funds are available to cover the costs. $40 million in the scope of the state budget really is a drop in the bucket, but for individual communities, these are very significant budgetary items. So the state is in a much better position to find these resources within the scope of the state budget.
Do you think he doesn't want to set a precedent here for other needs and interests? Because there's a lot of people at the trough.
That's possible, but obviously the legislature, with their overwhelming vote, felt that this was a significant need.
Yeah. Do you think they'll go ahead and do it? I mean, because it creates a massive like political issue here in Connecticut if a Democratic legislature overrides a Democratic governor.
We live in very uncertain times. We're focused on delivering the services that our students need, and we're grateful for the support of our legislature.
Spoken like a true leader of the organization. Patrice McCarthy, Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. So what should I ask the governor? What do you want him to say? What would you like to be at? I'm talking to him in about 25 minutes.
I know. I think that if he could explain how the state is going to partner now and going forward with serving the needs of all of our students, those with special needs, as well as the regular programs that our students so greatly rely on. We know that everyone's facing uncertainty in terms of federal funding. That's the reality we live in. But our students are coming to school every day. Our teachers are going into their classrooms. How are we going to support them?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, because you think of the overall budget, $40 million is a lot of money to anybody, but in terms of a statewide budget, it doesn't seem like a big number. And but at the same time, there's a lot of needs that are beyond the current, you know, focus of the budget. So it's going to be really fascinating. Patrice, anything else we're missing that people should know about?
No, we appreciate the energy that everyone, the attention that they've put on public education, and we know that this is a very important value that we need to continue to support.
Well, we appreciate the time, and again, you can look online for Patrice's op-ed, of course, and you know, it was in a different time. It's like, it's funny, it's like a week and a half ago, and it's like the tenor is completely different now. It's amazing. Thank you for your time.
Great to talk to you, Brian.
Oh, I have a good one. That, of course, Patrice McCarthy. She's the Executive Director and General Counsel of the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education.